AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Coronavirus deaths have reached a level not seen since the early stages of the pandemic. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After topping out at more than 3,400 daily deaths in January, Johns Hopkins University says the average is now about 293, the first time it's been below 300 since March 2020. Last year, the CDC says only heart disease and cancer killed more Americans. Now, data suggests more are dying each day from accidents, chronic lower respiratory diseases, strokes, or Alzheimer's. There are about 11,400 new cases daily, down from more than 250,000 in January. The nation's approaching another vaccination milestone, 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. That's about 45% of the population. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden will fall short of his goal of shipping 80 million vaccine doses abroad by the end of the month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there are hurdles to clear.
We need to ensure that there's safety and regulatory information is shared. Some supply teams need needles, syringes, and alcohol pads.
Psaki says shipments will go out as soon as countries are ready to receive the doses. Tornado cleanup today near Chicago.
We have about 22 homes in this area that are uninhabitable. And there are over 130 homes that were affected.
Mark Pucknitis is the fire chief in Naperville, Illinois. Less than a dozen people were hurt. The Supreme Court decided unanimously the NCAA cannot enforce rules limiting education-related benefits that colleges offer to student athletes. The case does not decide whether students can be paid salaries. The NCAA says its rules are necessary to preserve the amateur nature of college sports. Stocks finished with big gains today, the Dow up 586 points. This is AP News. Iran's president-elect says no to meeting with President Biden.
President-elect Ebrahim Raisi has told reporters in Iran he's not willing to meet Biden, meanwhile calling himself a defender of human rights after being asked directly about his involvement in the 1988 mass executions of some 5,000 people. Raisi was part of a so-called death panel that sentenced political prisoners to death at the end of the 1980s Iran-Iraq War. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Results show the party of Armenia's acting prime minister, Nikol Pashinyan, won snap parliamentary elections, which he called to ease anger over a peace deal he signed with Azerbaijan. Speaking at a rally of his supporters, he declared that the political crisis in his country was over and called for reconciliation. He signed an end to 6 weeks of fighting with Azerbaijan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.